Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
When you say blow it up, it sounds like they could just start peeling off some of these assets and regrouping. I don't think it's that easy right now. Michael Pena of The Ringer wrote an article referring to the Bulls as the NBA's most depressing team. And that was 2 weeks ago. That was before this stretch.
He is right.
That was before this stretch. John Hollinger, the respected writer for The Athletic, who was the general manager of the Grizzlies, I believe, for a good 5-6 years, he had the Bulls listed as a wait and see when it comes to tanking possibilities, because I don't know that they're going to get what they think they could get, even if they could offload some of these guys. And the other thing I wanted to note was when I mentioned The Ringer, they put out a list of their top 100 NBA players currently. And if you really want to start getting depressed, when you see that the Bulls' highest ranked player was 22nd in DeMar DeRozan, that's fine. Zach LaVine at 40 was behind Lauri Markkanen.
Lauri Markkanen, they just swept the Pelicans. The Jazz just swept the Pelicans season series, and the Pelicans were number one in the East. Now it's Memphis after they destroyed Milwaukee. And there was a video of them dancing before the game to some music, walking out of the locker room, and people in the comments, oh, they're doing all this to get destroyed by Giannis when he puts up 35 and 20. And then they won by, I think it was over 30. What was it, like 141 to 109? I don't know exactly, but they
were doing the wave.
Yeah.
See, the players were doing the wave on the bench at the end of the game. And of course, the basketball police came out. Oh, that's disrespectful. And how dare they? Hey, man, don't lose by 30.
Let's get it back to Lauri Markkanen.
Yeah. I was
talking. You can't control yourself. But Lauri Markkanen, Wendell Carter Jr., both of those two guys are better than individually, not saying in the system, individually probably a better player than Vucevic. Definitely Markkanen. I think he'd be better in the system right now just because he can do more. He's faster. He's probably even taller. He can do a lot of things with the basketball. And it took him a while, but to see where he is now, it's crazy what good coaching can do, especially after Boylan. And then Wendell Carter, in his own right, is playing damn good basketball. He's hurt right now, but he's really skilled. And you gave up Wendell Carter, Otto Porter, and two. Otto Porter was an integral part of a championship run last season for Golden State. You give up both of those guys, two first-round picks for, it was Vucevic and Al-Farouq Aminu. Is that right?
Not to mention, we don't have to talk about one of those picks as just theoretical. One of those picks was Franz Wagner.
Yeah, and star going to be, I think. You said it last year.
Yeah, I liked him. There's so many good young players. It happened again. Bol Bol, yeah. He was languishing in the G League, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was actually on the Windy City Bulls. They didn't have his rights because that was the time where the Nuggets did not have a team. Now they do. But Orlando's won 5 in a row. I think Banchero somewhat recently had his first 30-point game. He's going to be a problem. I think he could get to a point where within the next few years, where he's top 10 player in the league, build a championship around him.
Banchero?
Yeah.
I don't think there's any doubt. I really don't. I don't think there's any doubt. So our producer, our fine producer, who I always forget to credit at the outset of the show like I should, Rick Camp, has just provided the full accounting of what the Bulls gave up for the combination of Vooch, DeRozan, and Ball. a 2021 first round pick that became Franz Wagner, a 2023 first round top four protected that we mentioned, Wendell Carter, a 2025 top 10 protected pick, Thad Young, Al-Farouq Aminu, a 2024 second round pick, Garrett Temple, and Tomas Satoransky. Well, I hadn't heard the name Garrett Temple, thought about that in a while. I don't know if he's even still in the league. LSU?
I think he's in New Orleans.
LSU?
Yeah.
Is that right? So he's back to near where he went to school?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, he is.
Wow. That is, I mean, that is, that's crazy. At least that the 2025 being top 10 protected is a whole lot better than that top four. That changes your risk calculus if there's a multi-year rebuild going on here. I just wish there was a good answer here. And I don't know how Billy Donovan and his staff are going to be expected or I hope they talk about what those expectations are for pulling this together right now.
When I look at all of those names and all the picks, not quite as extreme, but it looks a little bit like the Lakers and how they messed up for 1 year. Yes, they got that championship. At least they got a ring out of it.
That's the thing. Flags fly forever.
They won it in the bubble. LeBron played great, and Anthony Davis, I think, now has a foot injury. I don't know how serious it is, but he's been playing out of his mind.
MRI today.
But Russell Westbrook had a triple-double last night. At least their guys are doing something, and they got a ring out of it. They gave up a bunch of guys that are all-stars, and Lonzo Ball is actually one of those guys, but he's probably, as of now, the least valuable out of all of the guys they've given up. Let's think about it. Jordan Clarkson, Julius Randle, Kuzma, Ingram, Larry Nance, he's been great.
THT,
Lonzo. There's one more name, and I had it, and it slipped my mind. Did I say Josh Hart? I don't think I did. He's been good. I think he's in.
Was Ingram there?
I'd said Ingram. Okay, I said, okay. Yeah, and Ingram was there, and right. Ingram's damn good. There was something I saw with LaVine. He was a guest on another podcast. It's not associated with Odyssey, but if anybody listening knows who King of the Fourth Quarter or Kenny Beecham is, he grew up in Chicago, big Bulls fan, and he's made a name for himself with content creation. And he was talking to LaVine with his other guy, with his other friends that are on the podcast. And they were talking about most underrated players in the NBA, just by NBA fans, players, whoever. And LaVine said Drew Holiday, but when somebody said Brandon Ingram, LaVine said the players don't underrate him. He said Ingram has a household name among players, and people know that he is a problem. And New Orleans, they didn't shoot very well against the Bulls, but they are scary. They're really scary. And a lot of that is because of the trades they made for younger players. So do the Bulls trade their older guys for younger players? I don't think DeRozan carries the same level of greatness as Anthony Davis right now, or when they were trading. Even at this point in their careers, I think Davis, he has a ring. He may have even surpassed him at this point. Who knows? But what are they going to do?
this is a Bulls fan in depths of despair that I think
the pits of despair that I think we're hearing. They're kind of ass.
It all
comes back to that.
When other teams keep showing you these young players, and it's any number of people. I know you said Trey Mann the other day we were talking about, but Jericho Sims is out there throwing people around, pushing people around.
I don't think you've even seen him jump. He's able to touch the top of the backboard, and there was a dunk in a practice where his entire head was above the rim, and he dunked it like this.
Oh, you sent me that.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Maybe I showed it to you. I didn't.
You showed it to me. But the difference with that, what you're saying with the Lakers and the fact that it reminds you that they got the ring, they got the ring, they got the ring. The Bulls beat the Bucks in one playoff game when the Bucks weren't interested and couldn't shoot. That is the high watermark of this was one playoff win in a series where you got your ass kicked.
And then Toronto, 2019, they have Kawhi Leonard for 1 year after trading DeMar DeRozan. They got rid of the guy that the Bulls gave a lot up for to try to win. They get their guy. They get Kawhi Leonard for one season, and they get a ring. Regardless of Golden State's injuries and everything that happened to them, was that a little bit of luck for the Raptors in that sense? Yeah, doesn't matter. They got a ring. They got to the finals. They had one dude to take them there, and he did it.
Well, they developed Pascal Siakam. They
OG
developed
Anunoby. Holy crap.
Van Vliet. That's why Mark Eversley is here. And I'm looking for those guys on the Bulls because I trusted that looking respectively at what Denver and Toronto did with Arturas Karnišovas and Mark Eversley, there was actual development of real contributing talent.
Let's go through both of those teams. If we look at it, Jokic was a second round pick,
right?
The Nuggets had Monte Morris for a period of time. I believe he was a second round pick. If not, I don't remember where he was drafted, but he wasn't, you know, anything special coming into the NBA. There's some more names there, but and then you look at Toronto, man.
Van Vliet second.
Wasn't Eversley also in Toronto? Van Vliet was undrafted, wasn't Eversley in Philly as well?
Yes.
Furkan Korkmaz, where the hell did he come from?
Turkey.
Yeah, but just out of nowhere, and he just starts making stuff. And in Toronto, they have Siakam was late round pick. Everybody there. Anunoby, I think, went 23rd overall.
The Bulls don't even have the picks.
That's true.
I would trust that there could be some more development. And maybe the longer term on Dalen Terry suggests that would be that guy. But it's just no fun doing this right now. By the way, Monte Morris, the 51st pick overall.
Okay. Yeah.
So in Anunoby, 23rd, Siakam, 27th. There are, and that's where you take collections of traits. That's the part of the draft where you're not going to get polished guys. You're going to get young collections of traits.
And you put them in the G League and you let them just play.
I don't see that in this system, and I don't know that there's a way out of this. And it happened last night, and I hated when it happened, but I can't deny it. With everything that we're saying about what Thibodeau did, the Tom Thibodeau swaggered in here and smiled and joked. It was like he was doing a Vegas residency. It's like Shecky Thibodeau all of a sudden is just like just working the room on everybody. And Billy Donovan is left bereft. And when you heard him last night, did you hear the words that Donovan was using?
Resolve.
And usually he talks about hard basketball stuff. And it's what I've loved from him in the last couple of years. He'll say, we've got to change our positioning on ball screens, or you know, the nail guy on that action has to come over here. And it's all X's and O's and telling you who has to do what job. And last night, what did we hear? Resolve.
Character.
Character and spirit.
I hate that word spirit. I don't know why. I hate it. And I hate it. Always despised it as... I'm not a professional athlete, but when I'm in the locker room for hockey, and my baseball coach never says it because he's old, like totally old school. My hockey coach doesn't really say it, but when
the baseball coach is too busy MFing everybody.
Yes, but do that for the Bulls, Billy. Do that.
Yeah, but,
like if my baseball coach was with the Bulls right now, he would be MFing everybody,
and he probably is in front of the television.
But I look at it as an athlete when I hear a teammate when we're talking in the locker room after a loss or something, and they say spirit,
lame.
Ugh, I hate it. Just put the puck in the net, put the ball in the hoop. I can't deal with the word spirit. I don't know why. It makes my blood boil. I can't deal with the word spirit. Maybe it's because I, with Spirit Week in school, and it's, I just don't like that word. I think it's lame. I think it's cliche. I think it's all of the above. I think it's, there's nothing good about that word. It means nothing.
Well, it made Billy Donovan sound like Jim Boylan, and that's the worst thing I can say about a coach at all, is that he, where Boylan was always heart, soul, spirit. He's got a good heart and a great soul, and I coach by faith and good spirit, and it bulls across to the chest and all that. When this current situation at 11-17, and 3 losses in a row and 2 at home to the Knicks, and when that's got Billy Donovan sounding like Tom Thibodeau, it means you're in a bad basketball place.
You said Billy Donovan sounding like Tom Thibodeau.
Oh, excuse me, I misspoke. It's making me sound like an idiot.
I want him to sound like Tom Thibodeau a little bit.
It would have it sounding like Jim Boylan. See, there's something in my brain that won't allow me to say Jim Boylan even when I'm supposed to, because I've tried to coach that out of myself. But this is
Jim Boylan is still fired.
Thank you. That makes me feel better. Indeed. I guess this is just a real low point. And the upcoming games, Minnesota Sunday night. They're at Minnesota. Yeah. Another team with dynamic, young, explosive players.
And D'Angelo Russell and Karl Anthony Towns.
They're at Miami Tuesday. Now, Miami's not great, and they did beat them there already once. But Tyler Herro's been on one.
He always has been. He's another one of these Kevin Huerter.
He's better than that.
Dante DiVincenzo had 15 points in the first quarter last night, I think. He was shooting 5 of 6 from 3.
Herro's better than that. And then Wednesday, they're at Atlanta again. And I don't know if Atlanta's going to have DeJounte Murray and John Collins back at that point.
Or if Trae Young shows up.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to play that. You mean literally shows up?
Literally. No, yeah. Literally. Because what if LaVine does that to Billy Donovan like Young did to McMillan, where he just doesn't go to the game?
I don't think he's there quite yet. I don't. But this let's remember this. Let's mark this as just the latest low point for a team that doesn't have any answers right now.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.